journalism is dead for the most part on a mainstream level, which is why we see this incredible explosion of decentralized information sources.
So all the time we see on like the different news channels, they had their, you know, I'm their Pentagon insider, right? Their general from this group, from that group, their national security advisor, whatever it was, they have these guys and they're spin doctors.
But I saw this video that talked about red army ants and normal ants in a jar, and they were fine. They were living together. But when you shake that jar, they tear each other apart. And this is what I feel that propaganda does. It shakes our jar of existence, and it makes us fight each other so that we don't... Oh, wait a minute. Who's shaking the jar? Who's really behind things?
Washington, D.C. is like a cult, essentially, right? Because it's got this sort of religious overtone of the people there worshiping power, really feeling that they're at the center of the world, that they are running the country and all these things. They're so divorced from real people in America, and yet they have this cult fetish around power and influence.
The only thing Americans heard and people worldwide heard is be afraid of this, stay in lockdown, social distance, wear a mask, use hand sanitizer, none of which work, and then wait for a vaccine. And when you get a vaccine, you've got to take it, and you've got to take it every 6 months with no questions, no exceptions, and do not miss a shot. It was clear from the beginning, COVID-19, the illness, was actually all about getting the vaccine, a needle in every arm.
All-cause mortality was worse in the year of the vaccine than it was in the year of COVID. So either the vaccine does not work, or even is dangerous, or COVID is not dangerous, and we don't need a vaccine. So they want to have it both ways. They want the year of COVID to be the worst year when it's not, and they want us to believe that the vaccine that didn't reduce all-cause mortality is effective. It's pure fantasy.
And doctors drank the Kool-Aid. About 96% of doctors took these vaccines right away without asking any questions, without any critical thinking.
And so many people are suddenly dying. They created a name for it, Southern Adult Death Syndrome. Kind of like SIDS for the kid. Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. Yeah, they're dying from complications caused by this injection that's destroying their heart, and they suddenly have heart failure and die.
These deaths occur within a couple of days of taking the shot. So it's very tightly temporally related. Anybody who's in a normal state of health, if a child's in a normal state of health and they take a shot and they die 2 days later, any reasonable person with common sense would say it's probably due to the shot because of the temporal association.
There's something fishy going on there, and we ought to figure it out. And instead, what's happening again and again is we're not going to look at that. We're not going to hear it. We're not going to talk about it. Or we're going to come up with some explanation like global warming.
The United Nations has declared, we're going to destroy you. We're going to destroy the capitalist system.
To create a new society, you have to destroy everything that exists, everything. The family, the economics, the home ownership, private property, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You got to erase all of it. Well, that's our idea here, is to erase our society, our culture, our beliefs, our religion, everything is to be erased and destroyed. How do they do that? They go to the children.
I think the battle for our children is the hill that I'm willing to die on, because nothing else really matters. If we don't give a future to our kids, we have let them down and we have defiled God's word.
This process of awakening, this fight for human freedom, it is accelerating dramatically. And we, the people, we are winning. We're exposing the crimes of the globalists. We're exposing their fraud. We're exposing their attacks on humanity. We are showing them to be the tyrants they've always been. And humanity is learning the truth and waking up like never before. So I invite all of you to join us on Team Humanity as we share the truth and fight for the future of human civilization. We will prevail, and the tyrants will fail.
God did not screw up when he created our body. It's the greatest of all his creations. Please put more faith in what God created than in what man are trying to tell you they created in a lab that they can inject inside of you at any point of your life that can make your God-created body better than what he did.
The only plan to trust in is God's plan. Respond to his call. Challenge yourself. Go outside of your comfort level. Pick up the sword and fight as you're commanded. And I promise, you will see victory because God wins.